But let's begin. We're continuing with our new sermon series, Being a Christ-like Community. And today's sermon is about being humble so that we value other people above ourselves. We think of others as more important than we think ourselves. And it's based on Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Now, boys and girls, young people, and the Falloons, because I know you're Marvel fans, I noticed a new Spider-Man movie is coming out. You notice that? Across the Spider-Verse. Has anyone seen that movie yet? No, nobody's seen it yet. Oh, you have, Sandra. Was it good? Okay. And you have as well. Excellent. Two people have seen it. And thumbs up for that. I'm neutral on it, actually, Spider-Man myself. But there have been many Spider-Man movies across the years. And there's a very famous line from one of the early movies where Peter Parker's Uncle Ben gives him a little talking to. And we're going to watch that original clip now. And towards the end of the clip is this very famous line. So listen out for it.
Thanks for the ride, Uncle
Ben. Oh, wait a minute, Peter. We need to talk.
Well, we can talk later.
Well, we can talk now, if you let me.
What do we have to talk about right now?
Because we haven't talked at all for so long. Your Aunt May and I don't even know who you are anymore. You shirk your chores, you have all those weird experiments in your room, you start fights at school.
I didn't start that fight, I told you that.
Well, you sure as hell finish.
What was I supposed to do, run away?
No, you're not supposed to run away. Pete, look. You're changing. I know. I would do exactly the same thing at your age.
No, not exactly.
Peter, these are the years when a man changes into the man he's going to become the rest of his life. Just be careful who you change into. This guy, Flash Thompson, he probably deserved what happened. But just because you can meet him doesn't give you the right to. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
Did you catch it, Eric? You say it with me. With great power comes great responsibility. Very famous line, very true as well. Uncle Ben, is reminding Peter that because he's Spider-Man, he has great power. But he has to be careful and responsible in how he uses that power, or else he'll end up harming people. And you know what? The Apostle Paul, in our reading, says a very similar thing to the Philippians in verses 1 and 2. He effectively says, with great blessing comes great responsibility. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. What he's saying is if you have great blessings and privileges because you're a Christian, then make sure you don't forget your responsibilities. And he lists the blessings that we enjoy if we're Christians. He lists them in verse 1. Encouragement, comfort, community, tenderness, compassion from God. And then in verse 2, he lists our responsibilities. He says, be like-minded. So in our diversity, we're to be focused on the same goal. We're to have the same purpose of knowing God and making him known. Then he says, have the same love. A love for others that comes from God's love for us. And what kind of love is that? A self-sacrificial love, a putting others before yourself love. And then he says, be one in spirit and mind. Be in agreement about the most important things in the Bible. Be unified. Don't be bickering and splitting apart. Be joined together in unity. What he's saying is that with great privileges, and we do have huge privileges as being a Christian, don't we? Amazing privileges. But with those privileges come great responsibilities. And how can we manage to keep and fulfill those responsibilities? Well, verses 3 to 5 tell us. we are to avoid selfishness and arrogance. In humility, we're to count others as greater and more important than ourselves. We are to not be interested only in our own lives, but to be interested in the lives of others. And we're to think and act like Jesus. In other words, we are to be humble. By being humble, that's how we can carry out our responsibilities. We become like-minded and we have the same love and we are one in spirit and mind by being humble. But what is humility? What does it actually mean to be humble? We saw it acted out, didn't we? We saw the difference between pride and humility. But I'd like us, just for a couple of moments, so we can clarify this, just to turn to the person next to you or nearest you. Parents, talk it through with your children and answer these questions. What is humility? What does it mean to be humble? See if you can kind of define it in a short sentence. Just do that for a couple of moments. Okay, I hope you had a good discussion. The question was kind of answered for us by the guys doing the sketch, wasn't it? But let's think in a bit more detail about what being humble means. First of all, if we're humble, we see ourselves accurately. We see ourselves as we are. So we accurately understand our strengths as well as our weaknesses, so that we're not conceited, as it says in the last part of verse 3, so that we can accept when we get something wrong, so that we can admit that we don't know it all. We can acknowledge that we still have lots to learn. We're honest about the things we don't know and the skills we don't have. That's what being humble means. But also, it means being modest. So that means not boasting about our strengths. Laura who's the arrogant one, wasn't it? She was the perfect example of not being modest. At every opportunity, she just pushed herself forward, didn't she? Me, 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 look at me, look at me, look at me. But being modest is the opposite of that. It's not allowing our selfish ambition to cause ourselves to push ourselves forwards all the time, as it says in the first part of verse 3. It's not seeking the limelight all the time. It's being content to work backstage, to let other people have the limelight, to allow people to go before us. And then being humble is valuing other people above ourselves. So it's putting others before us. It's counting them as more significant. It's being willing to serve. It's thinking of their needs before ours, as it says in verse 4. And you know, humility is how we live out the Christian life, and it's how we achieve the responsibilities that Paul gives us. But humility is also how we start the Christian life. Because being humble is seeing yourself accurately. It's saying, actually, I'm sinful. There are many things in my life which are wrong. I've not kept God's law perfectly. I wonder where you are in your spiritual journey. If you're not a Christian, but you're thinking about Christianity and thinking about becoming a Christian, this is where you start, with humility, saying to God, actually, I haven't kept your law. I do need Jesus. I can't get to heaven on my own because I'm just not good enough. I trust in you. The Christian life starts with humility. But the perfect, ultimate example of someone who acted with humility is the Lord Jesus Christ. When we think and act like him, that makes us humble in our own lives. We become humble because we model ourselves on him, and he was ultimately humble. And here's how he was humble. Paul goes through it. Verse 6 says, he had equal status with God, so he was as important with God. He was fully God. But he didn't think so much of himself that he had to kind of cling to his advantages and cling to his status no matter what. He was willing to put that to one side. As it says in verse 7, he set aside the privileges of being God, became human, And boys and girls, when Jesus became human, he didn't kind of live it up, live in a palace, have loads of money, drive around in Ferraris and so on. Not at all. He lived humbly. He became actually a servant. He was willing to do the most menial of tasks. He washed his disciples' feet, the equivalent of washing, cleaning out toilets today. Not a very pleasant job at all. He was willing to do that. That's how humble he was. He was so humble, he lived this selfless life. He lived this obedient life, and then he died a selfless, obedient death, as it says in verse 8. And the worst kind of death as well, the most painful death you could possibly imagine, crucifixion, death on the cross. And all that was because he wasn't thinking of himself, wasn't pushing himself forward, saying, look at me, I'm God, I'm fantastic, I'm brilliant. He was serving others. He came to die. He came to take our place. He did all this, lived this humble life, died on the cross for us. And that is true humility. Our Saviour, our God, is a humble God. It's incredible, isn't it, when we think about how great he is. Now, these verses on the left, verses 7 to 11, they are very, very profound. So what I want us to do is kind of pause now and think through the verses, and then we're going to have a little discussion time again. Just work through these questions on the in pink on the right. If this screen is too small for you to see, then I've printed out some sheets, and the sheets are in English and Chinese. Hazel's going to hand some around. Just if you can't see it properly, or you'd like a sheet in your language in Cantonese, put up your hand. But otherwise, just turn to the person next to you again, and we'll just spend 5 minutes working our way through these profound verses so that we really get to grips with them. And parents, again, discuss them with your children, help them learn, and the rest of us can help each other learn. Let's do that for about 5 minutes now. Raise your hands if you need a sheet. They're here. There you go. There's quite a few. Well done. Okay, then. Hope you had a good discussion. I just wanted to spend some for us to spend some time delving into those verses. I can never get to fully the depths of them because they're so profound, but just good to mull over them and think to ourselves, how incredible. This is Jesus, our Jesus. He became humble. We're going to finish off now with a time of reflection and quiet. I just want us to look at these words on the screen. Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 encourages us. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. That's how we're to live. It's how we fulfill our responsibilities. So let's just think about these two bullet points. Is there someone in your life that you need to actively consider more important than yourself? How can you seek to humbly show preference to that person over your own desires or wants? So we're not going to discuss this with each other. It's just some quiet reflection for a few moments, and then we'll finish off with the final song.